Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, April the 18th. And as I talk to you right now, this is an absolutely beautiful afternoon here in North Texas. I mean, it's just lovely. The sun is out. This thing looks like an absolute picture book photograph. What do they call it? Chamber of Commerce Day. That's exactly what it looks like. It's just absolutely beautiful. Of course, it was only about 12 hours before 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when we got this incredible storm. I mean, it was a stunner of a storm. Now, we were fortunate that we didn't get any hail around here, but some parts of the state did, certainly North Texas. But I mean, the rain and the thundering and was just absolutely incredible last night around 3 o'clock in the morning, or I should say the early wee hours of the morning. It was that way. So in 12 hours, we've gone from a massive storm to an absolutely beautiful day here in North Texas. As they like to tell me, if you don't like the weather in Texas, wait 12 hours. Well, that's exactly right. Well, today we're going to talk about the Mueller report. The Attorney General had a press conference, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And there's a new approach to doing business with Cuba. There is a new policy. Actually, it's the implementation of an old policy. But certainly, President Trump has decided that he's not going to play games with Cuba anymore, and that is a very good thing. I do want to start, though, by just remembering that it was a year ago that Barbara Bush passed away. And I bring this up because it's just amazing to me what's happened to the Bush family here over the last year. First, of course, with the death of the First Lady, and then the election of their grandson, George Bush, or re-election of their grandson, George Bush, here in Texas. And then, of course, the passing of the president, George Bush, number 41. So incredible year, incredible 12 months that it was for the Bush family. So we remember Barbara Bush on this day. She passed away a year ago. Let's talk a little bit about the Mueller report. The Attorney General came out today and gave a press conference and pretty much told us what was in the report. There's no collusion. There is something about obstruction of justice, which it doesn't really tell you anything. But the bottom line, there's no collusion. And at the end of the day, that's the end of the story, and that's where it needs to stop. Of course, the Democrats, some Democrats, as well as some people in the media, cannot get enough of this. They just have to keep going and going back to this. So the reaction from some members of the media is what you would expect, you know, just a meltdown of this thing. The reaction from Democrats is maybe what you would expect, just the same old story. Well, you know, we got to see the whole report. What's he hiding? Now you have people saying that the Attorney General is like protecting the president, which is, of course, insane for anybody to say that. First of all, William Barr had no connection to Donald Trump ever before. I'm glad that he's the Attorney General, but it's not like he goes back with Trump. It's not like he has a long-standing relationship with the president of the United States. I mean, he's been more of a distinguished career bureaucrat who did this job with the first President Bush. So the reaction from many of the Democrats, as well as many members in the media, has been in some ways predictable. But in other ways, this is really sick. This is a mental problem that these people have. And, you know, the idea that they simply cannot let go of this, they cannot come to terms with the reality that there's nothing there. Now I understand they want to do hearings and, you know, they want to bring Mr. Mueller up to the House. They want to bring the Attorney General up to the House committee and for hearings. Look, I guess if they want to do that, that's fine with me. Now, I'm not sure that Mr. Barr has to go. And I'm not sure that Mr. Mueller has to go or wants to go, but it's up to them. I mean, whatever the rules are. But if the Democrats think that this is going to work for them politically, They're in for a big, big surprise. Look, there was a brand new poll, and this thing has been consistent now for quite some time. It's not like some new information came out. It's been consistent for the last few years. And this is when they ask people about what their most important concerns are. What are your most important issues? Americans, you know, what are you mostly caring about? Number one, and they've been showing up in just about every poll here for some time. Sometimes they don't always show up this way, but they're usually the top three. This time around, number one is immigration, number two is the economy, and number three is healthcare. And they always show up in some type of order, as I say. It's not always one, two, three like this, but it's usually these three that pack or that lead the list of concerns that the American people have. And I bring this up because at some point, this is really going to start hurting the Democrats. If they stop paying attention to what their voters are saying, none of these moderates in these districts were elected to impeach Trump. They really were not. They were elected to do something about health care and do something about, and now, of course, there's a lot of concern about what's happening on the border with immigration and the total chaos on the U.S. border. So if the Democrats want to continue their fascination, if I could put it that way, with this investigation and their fascination with the investigations of President Trump, but if that's what they want to do, you know, let them do it. But, you know, you have this Representative Schiff who keeps saying that he's got evidence that Donald Trump was involved in collusion. Well, I think it's time for him to put it up. You know, Mr. Mueller couldn't find it, and Mr. Mueller spent 2 years, I don't know how many interviews he did. He couldn't find it. So I think it's up to Mr. Schiff right now to show the rest of the country just exactly what information he has. Because the rest of the country, I like to know what information Mr. Schiff has. But, you know, they should be demanding that, I suppose, the members of the media, but don't hold your breath on that particular point. But this is over. This is over for the Democrats. It's over. This whole investigation is over. This whole thing with collusion with Russia and Mr. Mueller, this is over. And I think it's time for the Democrats to understand that and to move on to things that are more interesting. Now, I will tell you one last thing about the Mueller report. I believe that in the next 30 days, we're going to be talking about another report that is going to shake up a few things in Washington. I'm talking about the FBI report that Mr. Horowitz is working on. And again, I have not seen it. I don't want to speculate on what's in it. But there is the real possibility of some very damaging information there about the way the FBI was conducted under President Obama, or the way the FBI conducted itself, I should say, under President Obama. And I think there could be some very embarrassing, at the very least, and potentially some real bad information here for President Obama. And I just hope they're ready for that. I hope the Democrats are ready for that, because that particular report, I think, is going to have a much bigger influence on the country than this whole thing with this whole darn thing with Mueller. I think the Mueller thing is over, but there are more reports coming up that are going to be very damaging to the Democrats. Well, we have a new policy toward Cuba. Very interesting approach here by the Trump administration. National Security Advisor Mr. Bolton was down in Miami when he made the announcement. And basically what the new policy is going to do, it is going to make it easier for American companies, or American citizens, I should say, to sue the Cuban government over stolen property. As some of you may remember, after the collapse of the Batista government and the implementation of communism in Cuba, there was an effort, and many American properties were confiscated without compensation, without reason, and many Americans have been for years trying to settle this with the Cuban government with no success. Many of them have filed suit in American courts, and you know, the suits are sitting there waiting for the right avenue to be processed. Well, I think the Trump administration just did that by giving many of these American citizens the opportunity to at least be compensated by the Cuban government. Now, why is the Trump administration doing this now? I really think that it has to do with Venezuela. I think it's an effort to get Cuba out of Venezuela and to basically break up the relationship that Cuba has with Venezuela. Venezuela has basically been subsidizing Cuba through oil. And in response for that, or in repayment of that, the Cuban government has basically been protecting Maduro with a military as well as a paramilitary force. And everybody knows that. Everybody in Venezuela knows that. And the time has come to break this up. And I think this is the beginning of that policy. I really believe that. I think this is the beginning of the breakup of that policy. So good job by President Trump in doing this. I think he just won re-election in Florida. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. I was going to say one more thing about the Mueller press conference. President Trump, he didn't have specifically a press conference, but I guess he was going to be making some remarks, so he took the opportunity to do a victory lap, and I thought that was very good. That was very, very good that he did it. Well, we remember today on this day in 1923 that Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium, was opened. Babe Ruth hit a home run that day. That was 1923. You know, there are now three versions of Yankee Stadium. The one that opened in 93, the one that was refurbished in 1976, and the new one, of course, that opened in 2009. And the Yankees have a World Series flag in each stadium. That's really remarkable. I don't know of any other sports franchise that has a championship in each of the venues they've played in. At Yankee Stadium, of course, the original, they won a bunch of them. At the second version of the original, they won several. And here, more recently, in the new one, I think they won a World Series pennant the very first year, 2009, of that stadium. In 1942, on this day, the famous Doolittle Raid, that was about 6 months or so after the Pearl Harbor attack, and they had these air attacks on Japan led by General Doolittle. And by the way, I have a podcast that I did with this with my friend Barry Jacobson. If you go to my blog, you can see it, or if you follow me on my Facebook page, my second page, you'll be able to hear it as well. It was a great podcast, so I put it up again today as a reminder of the Doolittle Raid. A very risky operation, but one that I think meant a great deal to the country after after Pearl Harbor, when the country kept looking around saying, you know, when are we going to hit back? When are we going to hit back? And that's what the Doolittle Raid was. And as I said, you can get into a lot more detail of what happened by listening to that podcast that we did with Barry Jacobson. I guess it was 4 years ago that we did that with Barry, or maybe 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun doing all of those shows with Barry Jacobson about World War II, and then before that, about World War I. Well, we also remember today on this day a lady by the name of Barbara Hale. Barbara Hale was born on this day in 1922. She died in 2017. And Barbara Hale, of course, played Della Street on the Perry Mason show. And if you like that show, I love the show. They rerun it quite a bit on that retro channel. She was the legal secretary, and in many ways, she became an important part of that show. She was, I guess she provided the woman's touch to Perry Mason's show. And she was great. She was an absolutely wonderful actress. That was a great role that she played. And also a very beautiful woman. If you go in her biography and see some of her younger pictures, she was a really beautiful woman. So Barbara Hale, we remember Barbara Hale today, the wonderful Della Street of the Perry Mason show. Well, thank you for listening. Tomorrow is Good Friday, so for many people that's an important date, ourselves included. I hope you have a wonderful first Friday. And we'll talk to you again. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.